Blog Talk Radio.
Mailing address is Message of Christ Church at P.O. Box 390762. We're located in Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60639. Again, our U.S. mailing address is Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390762. We're located in Chicago, Illinois, and the zip code is 60639. You can also reach out to us by way of email at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Our emailing address is messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Our website could be located and found at messageofchrist.net. Just messageofchrist.net, and there you will find everything pertaining to the ministry, any updates, anything you need for clarity. We still encourage you to call the our local administrative line, but there you will find on our website the prayer wall. We encourage you to make your continue to make your requests known, any praise reports, any testimonies. If you have not yet purchased a prayer shawl, we encourage you to do so as well for you and your loved ones. We also have a way of the transaction for any type of sewing into the ministry. You can also pay through the website as well or sew into the ministry from the website as well. If you are on social media, we encourage you, or the internet, and you know how to navigate it. We encourage you to reach out to Pastor Sylvia Staples at Sylvia Staples. She's on Facebook. We encourage you to request her as a friend. There also you will find encouraging words, prophetic speaking, and also any teleconferences that she held throughout the week. You can be updated on that as well off of her Facebook page. And also at SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. She held live broadcasts on there as well. For our announcements, we encourage you, if you're in the city of Chicago by tomorrow, which is October 29th, we are holding our, or Message of Christ is holding the Prophetic Conference, which is located at 1101 South Austin, Chicago, Illinois, and New Missionary Baptist Church. We encourage you to come out and fellowship with us for the Prophetic Conference, which will be held at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, we encourage you to join us if you are in the area or if you have a heart to fellowship with Message of Christ Church. We will be holding our Prophetic Conference, which will be at New Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1101 South Austin in Chicago, Illinois. At this time, I am your host, Sister LaLonda. We will go into prayer, and then we will touch and agree with those singles. As I say, this is touch and agree week. We had an awesome week of touch and agree week from all the way from the children, standing in agreement with for prosperity, standing in agreement for spiritual warfare, and everything that the body of Christ could possibly stand in agreement with in this time. We want to encourage you to do so, not just on this line, but the Message of Christ is like a portal, and it just basically gives you the understanding of what it is you're praying for. It's a prayer line. So as you go forth in your day, remember to still continue to touch and agree with those that you love and those that you stand in agreement with. As for God's word says, where two or more are gathered in his name, that he will be in the midst. So as we go forth, we want to just thank God for being so awesome. We want to thank God for being a healer. Thank God for being the creator of heaven and earth. Heavenly Father, we just come to you. We pray, Father God, that that as we come, Father, with full reverence of you, Father, reverential fear of you, Father God, knowing that all things come from you, Father God, knowing that you know our every need, Father, we just thank you and thanksgiving, Father God, because you've given us, Father God, a way, Father, to live eternally, Father God. So we thank you for exposing anything that is not of you, Father. We thank you for the vision of life that you've given us. We thank you, Father God, for the mission of life that you've given us, Father God. We come to you, Father, for any provision, Father. We come to you right now today, Father, for any detail, for any guidance right now today, Father God. But we most thank you, Father God, for giving us life. And life more abundantly, Father God. As we come to stand in agreement, Father God, with those that walk in Christ with you, with those that fellowship with you, Father God, with those that hunger and thirst after you, Father, we pray that we will be filled in this morning, Father God. We just thank you right now today, Father, as you help us, Father God, to remember when we are in the midst of trials, when we, Father God, feel any loneliness, Father God, when we feel any heartbreak, Father God, that we still have a reason to be joyful, Father God, because your grace is sufficient, Father, because you have been poured out and you have poured out to us, Father God, more than enough, Father. So we just thank you in advance, Father God, for what you're about to do, Father God. We come to you, Father, as you speak into any hurt, as you speak into any pain, Father God, as you speak into any abuse, Father, as you speak into any wound, Father God, for your word says, Father, those who are heavy laden, Father God, to come to you, Father God, and you will give them rest, Father. So we decree and declare that that rest, Father God, yes, Lord, will be received this morning, Father God, as we walk out our faith, Father God, so we know that faith is the substance of things and that we hope for, Father God, and the evidence of things not seen, Father. So we come to you in our faith right now today, Father, that you will make us whole. For you say we overcome this world by our faith, Father God. So we just thank you right now today, Father God, for the wholeness of our life today, Father. We thank you for making us complete, Father God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, as I decree and declare, Father God, over singles ministry, over singles men, Father God, over single women, Father God, over the widows, Father, over the unmarried, Father. And I thank you right now today, Father God, for the marriage being the mystery of the church, Father God, as you cover those that are married, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank you, Father God, for penetrating the hearts of your people, Father God, to let them know, Father God, that you are in control, Father God. And I thank you, Father, for a conversation with you this morning, Father God, that will lead your people, Father God, yes, Lord, to give you all the glory, Father, and all the praise and all the thanks, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome. We just thank you for joining us for another awesome day of such an agree. And as we go forward, just to give a highlight for singles, as we're praying for singles, and we want to understand that we are on the call for prayer. So we do encourage you to have it in your heart to make a request. If the power is in our tongue, then we must stand in agreement for those that we have on our heart or for those that God has told us to intercede for. So if you go forward, just star six your phone. If you have a prayer request, if you have background noise, just star six yourself out. We encourage you to make your request known. In between, you can just cut me off or stop me. But if there are any requests before, just to highlight, you can star six your phone at this time and make your request known. And we're praying for singles in this hour. Amen. Amen. So if there are not any prayer requests for singles, just a little highlight. I did find the article, so I'll be going in and out with the article and then opening the line for prayer requests. And it's basically entitled, How to Serve the Singles Ministry to Unmarried Adults in Your Local Church. Some of the highlights that were covered were just the headlining, or you speak about single adults And if this is not a conversation in your church, and as we know, the church go outside of the four walls. So if it's not a conversation in your home, if it's not a conversation in the schools, if it's not a conversation in the community, in the workplace, wherever you are given authority to speak what it is that God has given you in your heart for your ministry, for your vision, for whatever God has given you. He told us. As freely as we receive, that we're supposed to freely give. And that means everything. That means everything that he's given us in our heart for people to be drawn unto him. And it's not everything that we have to give that as far as worldly everything, but we're talking in a sense of what God has given us that has sustained us to live in our singleness, that has given us a way that we can abstain in sexual areas, that's given us a way where we can walk in celibacy, that has caused us to actually develop relationship with men and not be tempted, not fall into temptation. But it's those things that has given us a peace with being single that we can give unto the next generation, that we can give unto other young women. As we look at our women in our culture right now today, to pass on marriage as being something holy and something to hope for, a lot of young women now today, marriage is not even in the picture for them. And then just to look at the generation that I'm in, we never did get that understanding. Some of our parents were married, but we never know, you know, what it took for that marriage. So that conversation probably was not a part of our house for those that it wasn't. But for those that it was, that experience is part of your ministry, that experience of sharing in what marriage looks like and the things that marriage brings to a family or just the value of marriage. You can share that as experience and to demonstrate the love of God that you've experienced while you, even if you're single and your parents are married. We just want to cover that area because in this time, God is exposing a lot. God is exposing the root of things, and prayer covers everything. Prayer, the love of it, that love covers a multitude of sin. So when we come together and we expose or we stand in agreement with our fellow brothers and sisters, there is a covering that should be spoken over. There is a sealing of prayer because if we're praying and we're standing in agreement with you, there's an expectation. There's an expected end for what we pray for. And I heard one of the sisters in the week saying, we want a praise report. We want to know what it is that we're standing in agreement with because it shall come to pass. It shall have an expected end. And as we keep expecting from our touch and agree week, there should be more people that want to touch and agree. There should be more people that, you know, we invite to touch and agree. There should be a greater result of God's manifestation of what we pray for, that we can experience that touch and agree in a higher way, in a higher level, each time we touch and agree. So some of the highlighted areas that they spoke about in this article was single adults are not workforces. Conversely, unmarried men and women are not the church's workforce. As a new believer, this article states that he was in a big demand as a new babysitting resource in the church. While he was thrilled to get to know so many families, one wise woman saw that the burnout coming. She advised him to pray and ask God which of these families he was asking him to invest in, and by knowing this, the relationship where he was to say yes. And he knew also that it could not bring guilt if he said no. So to understand that for me, it's just like you knowing what it is that God has called you to do and what God is holding you accountable for. So when it speaks about churches, workforces, to me that's like a busybody. It's like I'll do whatever it is that you call me to do, but then you not know what ministry you know, you're supposed to be a part of. It's help, it's prayer, praise and worship, it's children's ministry, women's ministry, men's ministry, whatever, I mean, outreach ministry. You can't be so burned out. I think it's a scripture that says you can't be so holy that you have no earthly use. And it's like you can't be in every ministry and just be like, I'm here for every ministry. You can if God has called you to. But the workhorse as far as a church and you being unmarried and single, God wants to develop you in certain areas. So my experience and my singleness in my ministry, the Father showed me women's ministry. He showed me what to do with youth pastoral. Like I've had that spoken over my life, but as far as pastoring, that's another time. But in this moment, I can accept what it is that He has called me to do. And it started out in health ministry, and then I became a teacher in children's ministry. So all of this development over the course of 8 years, I'm now in the position as far as administrative director over children's ministry to build the ministry. And from that I can see in my singleness field how I'm supposed to operate in business. So in the development of being single, we just want to understand the power of how when God say build His house and He'll build yours, you have to understand the dynamic of what you're building, understand the dynamic of what He has caused your feet to tread upon, or what He has caused you to put your hands to the plow, or what He has caused you to vision and make manifest. If light make manifest, we are light. We are the light of the world. As believers, we are supposed to be the portal for those who want to come in, for those who want to come out, because everybody don't want to come out of darkness. Everybody don't want to be married. Everybody that's not comfortable with being single, but in your singleness, if you're single, there is a ministry, and you have to accept the fact that whatever God is calling you to do in this time, you have to know that you can't be doing anything or taking on your own agenda to do anything else and be this busybody, and that you not get the proper development. So at this time, if you have someone in mind that you want to pray for that is single, that may be struggling with their purpose, that may be struggling with what ministry they belong to or is a busybody, and, you know, you can see it or you can relate to it. At this time, if you want to touch and agree or want us to touch and agree with you, you can star 6 your phone and make your prayer request known. Amen. Amen. So I know I heard chimes, but if you, in this morning, I just want to break whatever it is on the line as far as we have hearers, if we have newcomers to the line, if everybody could just star 6 their phone and just give God the highest praise, just to let our listeners or let those who are newcomers to our line just feel the experience of being on a prayer call. So if everybody can star 6 their phone and just give God the highest praise and just worship Him for just a minute,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. God bless you all. Even as we go forward, the power of prayer, as we all know, it's found in James 5:16, says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And we understand that our prayers, even in us touching and agreeing, our prayers for whatever God has given us to stand in agreement with, it shall be understood as they are effective and powerful, he said. He said the righteous man and the fervency of our prayers. So as we come into agreement with those who come to the line, we want them to enjoy that experience. We want them to enjoy the expression that was given, because when I first came to the line, I was desperate, like, for prayer. Our ministry had just ended our 6 a.m. prayer, and I was on the line a couple of times, but it kind of interchanged with each other as far as the hours, because they started the same hours. And I was so grateful to still have that time and space, because I was just, transforming the things. It was things happening, things changing. And at that time, I had valued that time to command my morning. And when I came into Message of Christ and began to pray with Message of Christ Church, which is also was a development for me at that time, over the course of years, I was given the opportunity to actually be an intercessor, as I am an intercessor now with Message of Christ Church, and it is fulfilling. It is a fulfilling thing to my life. It is a fulfilling thing for my family, because my family hears me. They see me. They understand the value of how much I pray in the morning. Now that I work nights, they only see what they can see as far as the morning and throughout the day, or if we come into agreement, if we need to, for anything that, you know, the Father have us to come into agreement with. But it is a blessing, an empowerment to be able to come to a line and, as we all say, when we're talking to someone, we know how to listen, and we know when it's time for us to talk. So in the time of touching and agree with, we're listening, and we're also given an opportunity for others to come and share in this space. So as we thank God for the article, as we go forward, if there are any, before we go forward, if there are any praise reports or testimony about times where we have touched and agreed with that single, you can start fix your phone and share that praise support or testimony, because I know we've been standing in agreement for probably, I'm not sure how many months, but I know it started in the beginning of the year. So it's been quite some time, so there may be things or manifestations or things that have came to pass that we prayed for as far as singles that you want to share. Someone may have walked into a new ministry or took on more responsibility in the ministry. Some people we prayed for may have gotten married or found their mate or came at peace to where they are because they are single, and they prefer to do the work of the Lord or ministry and not be ashamed of their singleness because of their age. You can start fix your phone and share in that testimony or share in that praise report at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So even as we go forward, and you have, you want to just interrupt, feel free Feel free. Praise the Lord. God bless. However you interrupt, just make it be decency and in order, and just basically just star fix your phone and make your request or testimony known. As we go forward, I just want to say a prayer for any singles overcoming the fear of being single. Heavenly Father, there are many things in our life that we do not understand, like why we haven't met a mate or why we're not married. However, today we want to, like your son did, Father. We want to prove the love that we have for you, Father God, for each person, Father God, that you have placed in our life, Father, whether it's our families, whether it's our friends, Father God, whether it's coworkers, Father, whether it's in the community, Father God. We just thank you right now that we want to know the unconditional love that you've given us, Father God. So we want to show that love, Father God, by being the light and the salt of this earth, Father. We thank you, Father, for any fear, Father, or helping your people to come, any fear, Father God, what we do not know, Father. We thank you, Father God, for, yes, Lord, your double hedge of protection, Father God, of those that fear of loneliness, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that that fear is without being with the mate, Father God. As we know, Father, you have a plan for us, Father God, that includes the light and the love, Father God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Father, that is eternal, Father God. So we thank you, Father, as you help us to show our grace, as you help us to show our faith, as you help us to show our love for you, Father God, that the world that you created, Father God, yes, Lord, hallelujah, you said will yield increase to us, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So if there is anyone that is or know someone or that is single or know someone who is overcoming the fear of being single, at this time you can star six your phone and we can touch and agree with those single who are overcoming the fear of being single.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Sister.
Praise the Lord.
This is Devon. I actually wasn't able to get to the phone when you asked for us to touch and agree with someone that we know that's single.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to pray for my friend in her singleness, just to make sure, you know, just because sometimes she gets discouraged, you know, and I just wanted to, you know, lift her up. Because she gets frustrated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Sister Stephanie, so I would like for you to lift her up, touch and agree.
Amen, amen. God bless you.
Cover her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Cover her mind, because, you know, she's going through a lot of things right now. I want her mind to be covered as well.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your daughter and our sister, Stephanie, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the mind of Christ, Father God. We just come to you, Father God, for you say a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways, Father God. But we come to you, Father God, that Sister Stephanie, Father God, yes, Lord, is regaining, Father God. Yes, Lord, and being revealed to what his ability is, Father God. We just come to you that you touch her heart, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father, that her heart is being healed and converted, Father God, from whatever frustration, from whatever discouragement, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that it will not hinder her walk, Father God. But we thank you right now today, Father, for she is a gift of life, Father God. But you have embedded so much in her, Father God. But you have brought her to me so much, Father God. But you have changed her from old to new, Father God. So I thank you for experiencing her life, Father God, that she experienced you, Father God, in another realm of life, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, that the prayers of her, Father God, that she is righteously standing with you, Father God, that they will be revealed, Father God, by testimony, by, Father God, your revelation, Father God. And I just come to you right now today, Father, because I know the heart of our women, Father God, in our culture, Father God, is like having a heart attack, Father. But I come to you, Father God, that we will, Father God, yes, Lord, be
broken, Father God. We will, Father God, experience hurt. We will experience pain, Father God.
Yes,
I thank you right now today, Father God, that as you cover Stephanie right now today, Father, that you have already given her everything pertaining to your glory. You've given her everything pertaining to your riches, Father God. So there's nothing, Father God, that shall separate her right now in this season from your love, Father God. I just thank you, Father, that you bring, Father God, whatever resource that she needs, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you give her, Father God, whatever she needs to establish herself in this church, Father God. For she is a planting of you, Father God, that she may increase in relationship, that she may increase in family, Father God, that she may increase, Father God, in what you have called her to put her hands to, Father God. So I just thank you right now today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Sister Stephanie, Father God, that she has eyes to see and ears to hear, Father God, the sounding of your voice, Father God. I come to you right now today as you peel off layers of whatever it is that caused her to be covered and not see, Father God, your sword. Thank you, Father. Pass herself right now today, Father God. But as she comes to the end of herself in this day, Father God, as she pick up her cross in this day, Father God, as she decrease the increase in you in this day, Father God, no longer will discouragement hunt her. No longer, Father, will fear hunt her, Father God. No longer will frustration, Father God, Lord, thank you, Father. Tempt her, Father God, to come out of your will, Father. And it's for her life, Father God, that you've given Sister Stephanie, Father. You've given your daughter, Father God, Lord, the love, Father God, that covers the multitude of sin, Father God. So let her not walk ashamed. Let her not walk in any guilt, Father God. But I thank you right now today for removing anything that is not of you, Father God, that is hindering her walk, that is giving her a reprobated mind, that is stagnating, Father God. Yes, Lord, the purpose that you created in her, Father God. For I just thank you right now today, Father God, that she will experience and demonstrate you today, Father God, in the life that she believes, Father God, that has given her peace, that has healed her, that has converted her, Father God, into a being, Father God, that is Christ-like, Father God. And I thank you for her life right now today, Father God. I thank you right now today for courage, Father God, that Stephanie be strong and be courageful today, Father. That you surrender, Father God. Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie, for surrendering. Lord. Thank you, Stephanie, for being delightful. Thank you, Stephanie, for committing all your ways unto the Father. And we just come to you, Father, right now, that her heart is humble, that her heart is gentle, that her heart is submitted unto you, Father God, that she's in a safe place right now with you, Father God. So we thank you, Father, if she let go of any negative habits, Father God, if she comes, God, to receive the peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Lord.
Thank you. If there's any more prayer requests, touching and agreeing and standing and agreeing for yourself or a loved one or someone that you, that one just touched me because women's ministry is something that the Father is developing me in. And I know when that gap is closed. I know in some ministries I've witnessed, I'm trying to see how much to share, but I've witnessed how women are not moving in what God has ordained as far as the elders, as far as the women understanding that they're supposed to give back into the young ones. You know, it's like you live or you've been seasoned in a time to give, and at this time, that's where my heart is at. Just looking at the young women that's after me, it just hurts. And then experiencing the young women that's my age, and they don't have the mind of Christ, or they're discouraged because they're single, or they think they can't do what it is that it takes to live and not just survive. It's for they single parents and they don't know how to just come to the conclusion that God is their present help, and they're still struggling and they're still torn between hurt and abuse. And, you know, not just to say that that's what we were praying for Sister Stephanie, but I know Sister Stephanie has all the answers to those. I know she do. She lived a long time to understand that, but to have her friend and her sister in Christ pray for her, that's even more powerful, because that's something that we need to, as a body, that's something that we need to actually understand that that's our responsibility. It's our responsibility. We are as weak as the weakest link. Just because we are in the church, just because we in ministry, the church goes supposed to go outside of the four walls. It's supposed to go outside as not the church, but the people and the purpose, the vision, supposed to live in the earth, not in this building, but as we are the church, as we are walking epistles of what God has called us to do, whatever young woman that crossed our path, whatever older woman that crossed our path, there should be an exchange of what it is that God has given, because we all are filled with gifts. Our gifts are unrepentant. Now, whether they God has activated, revealed them to us, whether we're operating them in them or not, it is something that God say, ask and you shall receive. We shall be able to give the young women what it is that they need. The older women, we shall be able to ask, you know, as far as those that understand, you know, you're not always asking for this monetary thing. You're not always asking for something that's going to benefit you. But God say, in all things, let it be done unto him. So as we thank God for that prayer, as it takes us into a different understanding of why we have to stand in agreement. If you have young nieces, if you have young daughters, if you have granddaughters, if you know of a young woman, at this time, start fix your phone, even if it's not a young woman. It's just something to stir us up that we can stand in agreement with, because they need life. They need what it is that we have. You can start fix your phone, and we can touch and agree for whatever their names are, or whatever it is that they're going through. Our teenagers are dealing with so much because of what the generation or their parents have not trained them up. If God's word is trained your children up in the way they shall go, so they will not depart. If they had no training, then what option do they have? You know, what option do they have for when they get older that they won't depart from? They just in the darkness, and they kind of lost. But we as a people, we as the ones that understand and have taken on the mind of Christ and have come to the conclusion where we're going to live for God, we got to intervene.
Good morning.
Praise God.
Sister Stephanie White, I want y'all to touch and agree with me. I have two daughters that's not married. I have two teenagers, granddaughters that's, you know, been going through some stuff. And my daughter, my younger daughter, she's 23. Her name is Janice. She be sensing loneliness and all this, and you know, and I just, she's single, she don't have any kids, I thank God, but she, you know, be wants to have somebody, so she's single, and she be sensing loneliness and stuff like that. So my oldest daughter, she's not married, but she's got a family, but you know, she's not married, so I'm just asking y'all to touch and agree that the Lord would bless her to get married. She knows about marriage. She's been married before, but, you know, she's been hurt and all that, you know, and she haven't been able to really trust. So I'm asking you to touch and agree with me that God would open up her heart, that he would intervene in this situation concerning my daughters and my granddaughters, that not only them, just that he would just cover every teenager, every single woman out there in his blood.
Amen.
And, you know, just give them peace and love, you know.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Father.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now today, Father God. We thank you, Father, for Sister
Stephanie's White family, Father God. We thank you for a new age of women, Father God, for a new age of responsibility, Father God. Yes. We just come to you, Father God, for what you're revealing in Stephanie White's heart, Father, for sisters, yes. Your daughter, Father God, hearts right now, Father yes. God, for her, Father God, to plead for her family, Father God, for her yes. to plead for the women in her family right now yes. today, Father God. We ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, mm-hmm. that you severage any soul ties, Father God, as you cut them off, Father God, right now, Father, at the root, Father. We thank you right now, Father, for we speak over any hurt right now. We speak yes. over any pain right now, Father God.
Yes.
We just come to you right now today, Father God, for the family, Father God, of the women, Father God, that have experienced marriage, Father, that they know
yes.
what it is in you today, Father God. For we know that marriage is the mystery of the church, Father God. But I thank you right now today, Father, for what you've embedded in these women, Father God. I thank you for generational curses being broken, Father God. I thank you for releasing generational blessings, Father God, so that they're able to experience that unity in their family. They're able to experience that unity with their children, Father God. We thank you for these, our mothers, Father God. We come to you that they begin to nurture into the life that you've given them, Father. We thank you that these are sisters, Father God, and we just come to you right now today, Father God, for the grace and every measure that you've given them, Father God. We thank you for whatever they were exposed to, Father God. We know, Father, that in you there is no loss and there is no gain. It's just you speaking, Father God. So by the grace that you've given Sister Stephanie, Father God, I plead right now today that she can feel with more than enough, Father God. I pray that they come and sit at her feet, Father God. I pray that her grandchildren begin to look at her, Father God, as the closest thing to you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
I just thank you right now today, Father God, that you untangle their feet, Father God, that you place this light upon Sister Stephanie, Father God, that you give her the life, Father God, that you give, Father, yes, Lord, an inheritance for your children's children, Father God.